From NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Secretary of State John Kerry met with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov today in Paris to discuss the ongoing crisis in Ukraine. Kerry says he and his Russian counterpart agreed on finding a diplomatic solution that would meet the needs of the Ukrainian people. But Kerry said in order to move forward, the Russian military must recognize one major concern.
Any real progress in Ukraine must include a pullback of the very large Russian force that is currently massing along Ukraine's borders. And tonight, I raised with the foreign minister our strong concern about these forces.
Earlier today, Lavrov offered assurances that Russia has no intention of crossing Ukraine's borders. A couple of earthquakes rattled different parts of the West over the weekend. NPR's Nathan Rott reports seismologists are seeing at least one of them as a warning.
The magnitude 4.8 earthquake that hit the northern part of Yellowstone National Park earlier this morning wasn't unusual. Yellowstone gets frequent earthquakes. So does Southern California. But the magnitude 5.1 quake that hit there Friday night is a little more troubling because it happened on an often forgotten fault that goes under downtown Los Angeles and Hollywood. Don Blakeman is with the U.S. Geological Survey.
It's in a very populated area, and distance from the epicenter of a quake is quite important in terms of damage.
Another quake on the same fault in 1987 killed 8 people and caused more than $350 million in damage. Nathan Rott, NPR News, Culver City, California.
Brazilian police are occupying a vast slum area in Rio de Janeiro. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports it's part of the government's effort to pacify the country's crime-ridden towns ahead of the summer's World Cup.
The Maré complex of favelas in Rio is infamous. Home to 130,000 people, it borders the sea from where it gets its name on one side and the main road from Rio's international airport on the other. It's long been under the sway of gangs who patrol the streets with heavy weapons and deal drugs in broad daylight. More than 1,400 police officers and Marines rolled into the area. This operation is part of the wider pacification campaign that has been taking place in Rio over the past few years with mixed success. The pacification police who are based in some favelas are credited with bringing down violence, but are also blamed for heavy-handed tactics that have resulted in injuries and deaths of poor residents. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, São Paulo.
A House subcommittee will hold a hearing Tuesday on General Motors' recall of 2.6 million small cars for an ignition switch defect linked to 13 deaths. A memo released by the panel today says GM discussed two separate fixes for a switch defect in 2005, but canceled them without taking action. This is NPR. The United States and Mexico may be on the verge of a trade dispute about alleged sugar dumping from the south of the border. U.S. sugar producers are filing suits while the Mexican government is insisting existing commerce agreements give them the right to export sugar on a large scale. James Clears reports.
U.S. sugar companies burdened with a record worldwide slump in prices and massive exports surging in from Mexico have filed lawsuits to the U.S. International Trade Commission and the U.S. Commerce Department, accusing Mexican firms of being subsidized and of dumping their sugar mountains onto the United States. Mexico's Ministry of Agriculture is sticking up for its sugarcane producers, insisting that exports are in line with the accords of the North American Free Trade Agreement. The ITC and Commerce Department have launched their own separate investigations. Any sanctions they impose are likely to be matched in some sort of reciprocal and punitive way by Mexico. For NPR News, I'm James Blears in Mexico City.
New York Senator Chuck Schumer is calling for a review of security at the New World Trade Center building. He says the fact that thrill seekers were able to gain access into the Trade Center when it was under construction shows more needs to be done to secure the building.
These most recent incidents suggest a tremendous loophole in security. There have not been one but two safety breaches at the number one terrorist target in the country.
Schumer wants the Department of Homeland Security to monitor the performance and training of security guards. He also wants security equipment tested. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for NPR